Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
Do, da, dippity.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this,
or you can get with that.
You know who the valedictorian was of today's show? Merkin. Merkin gave us a two-hour show. He gave us gold. We had calls all day, not on the Cubs, not on the White Sox.
Valedictorian.
Not on what the Bulls should do with Zach LaVine, not on the Bears, but on valedictorians and the words and the phrases and the idioms we screw up.
And we tried to talk a little bit of baseball. We had Connor McKnight on. He tried to talk a little bit of baseball. But when your two teams crapped the bed as bad as they did yesterday, what are you going to talk about? You brought up the one subject, which position player pitched best.
Both teams had to have position players pitching at the end of the game.
Forgettable performances by both sides of town.
Joke.
Let's hope we've got some better baseball on the weekend. And the longer the White Sox tread water, the more important it becomes for Carmen and I to be on the rooftop at Cork and Kerry. Billy Guidi will put us up there. We'll get it all set up. Until they get 10 games over 500.
You said 7 before.
Now
10.
It's 10, and now it's more important.
Stop it. And they might not get to 10 games over 500 all year.
We're there the whole year then.
I mean, are you crazy? Cold. Not going to happen.
We're not coming down, Carl.
Thank you to Connor McKnight. Thank you to Jake Cantu and to Randy Merkin for producing today. And Randy gave us gold. Love it. And we are in the trust tree. It took balls for Merk to admit that. And we all admitted things today that we maybe are a little ashamed of. For 25, 28 years of my life, I thought it was a wheelbarrow. It's not a wheelbarrow. It's a wheelbarrow.
Barrow.
So we're in the trust.
We all thought that.
You thought that too? So I'm not alone?
Of course, yeah. I thought that until maybe last Tuesday.
Well, I'm discovered that on a show, or Waddle and I both discovered it on a show.
I'm glad that.
One day when we were talking about
it. You know what the other one, I don't know if you talked about this one, Carm, is it's a tough row.
Yeah, to hoe. We talked about
it. It's not a tough row toe. Did you go through that one too?
Yeah, we talked about that. It's an old farming term. Somebody called up with that one. It's the whole kit and caboodle, not the kit and caboodle. Yeah. There's that one. We did a bunch. Merkin gave us gold. We love you, Merk.
There's a reason. I can understand why Merk didn't understand, because he really wasn't fighting for the top spot.
Wow.
And from an academic standpoint.
I guess so. Yeah, take that, really? Merk.
I guess that's what happens, Merk. That's what happens when you cheer against my daughter's high school, despite the fact that I have entertained half of the Deerfield High School parents at my Super Bowl party.
I didn't even know
about this until Sylvie let me know that you're actually. Should I cheer against Brett next time he takes the bump?
Disgusting behavior for the
Deerfield Spiders
on a second
or whatever
here,
they are.
Brett's not going up against one of your. Against Lake Forest, right?
What if he does? What if he does?
Yeah. Would he cheer against
him? What if he does?
But
I cheer for Lake Forest to put a 9 spot on him, put a crooked number on the board on him? No, Merk, I would not.
As long as Brett gets a hit, it's okay.
No.
I hope Brett gets a hit.
Yeah.
But the Lake Forest just...
valedictorian, you know, my ass.
By the way, did you hear what he just dropped on you? He did the old, the athlete who says, well, I played, you didn't. He just goes, hey, I wrote a book. Who wrote a book?
Did he really say, I wrote a book?
I wrote a book.
He just dropped
out of tomorrow.
What was that context?
Because you were making fun of her for not being the valedictorian.
Right.
He's saying, hey, I'm the one who wrote the book. He's got a book signing tomorrow at Austin's.
You didn't write it. You just talked into a tape cassette recorder and then they transcribed it.
Now it's a year and a half of hard work, champ.
It's on now.
Of course it's hard work, but you didn't write anything down. You talked into a recorder.
No, he transcribed all the Facebook postings.
Yes, of course.
That's what he did.
Yes.
No, story number 52, Phil Mickelson by the fire.
Every story was written. It was sent to Beth. She edited it, and she sent it back. And then after 10, we sent them to the publisher.
Did a professional editor look at that?
It did, and then we edited what she did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow!
Ballsy. Tommy, by the way,
where can I get
tonight?
But I was going to say, but what'd you say?
I'm rooting for Emerson tonight.
He's rooting for Emerson.
But root for Lake Forest, not just Emerson.
Okay. All right, fine.
You can't. There's nobody that you have a better relationship with on Deerfields High School than Waddle. Nobody is Waddle. And this isn't just about an individual performance for Emerson. This is a great this is a great underdog story in general.
David versus Goliath.
This is it.
Number one seed versus the little engine that could.
This isn't an average game in April. This is going to the state championship, right? Eventually.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Someone's getting ahead of himself a little bit.
It's disgusting behavior.
Mark, you know what? I'm limiting your number to 24. Down from 40.
Okay. How about that?
24. Only 24 deer field people can come to the Super Bowl party. This next
you joke, but I had at least 15 lined up for this year.
You think it's back in Feb? I think it is, right, Tommy?
Hell yes!
I love it. You know, you guys are at
bigger
Binny's,
and better than ever.
But you guys are at Binny's in Lincoln Park, and the tasting room. You finally get to be in there with a crowd. It's been a while.
Yeah.
My charity event, Bourbon and Bacon, will be back there in November. Can't wait. So
yes.
It's all coming back. It's all happening. I love it. Yeah. The guys are drinking Miller Lite today.
Yes.
This is the way to start the holiday weekend. That's it. The work's over. Go see the guys. And you guys have stuff to give away. You're going to give tickets away. I mean, it's going to be a fun show, obviously.
Cubs Sox tickets every hour. We've got the Connie's Pizza truck here.
Beautiful.
Giving away free pizza. We've got Miller Lite swag, ESPN swag. Waddle's already arguing with the Miller Lite guy over koozies.
No. He knows where I'm coming from. He handed me four koozies. And I said to him, I said, and by the way, his son's graduating tomorrow before his son plays a baseball game. So good luck to his team. I think it's Notre Dame. But I told him when he handed me the four koozies, I said, you know what koozies are for? They're for people that drink their beer slow.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Waddle drinks fast. He doesn't need a koozie.
Yes.
You kidding me? You ever see
this
guy?
But he told us what
it's like an oven mitt car.
He said when you're at a tailgate, when you're at a party and everyone's drinking Miller Lite or Coors Light, it's a good way to differentiate
your beer from somebody else's.
My response would be
you should never be putting your beer down.
Amen, Carm. My beer's in my belly.
Well, what is this? Is this amateur hour?
Right,
you put your beer down and walk away? What are we doing?
Thank you. Yes, what am I doing? Am I sharing my beer? No.
Please. Let's get serious.
Depends whether you're cornholing or not.
Excuse me? Well, if you're cornholing, it's right next to you.
That's right. Well, it should be. I mean, but sometimes guys like to have a bag in each hand. You're holding it with three, boom, you put it down. You forget as you go
to
the other station.
That's a felony in most states, isn't it?
You get locked up for that.
Bags? Having bags in your hands?
Yeah. Gentlemen.
By the way, Carm, can we finally just admit that the White Sox are just an average baseball team? Can we just admit it? No, I'm not directing this at you specifically. I'm just saying this team, since last year at the midway point, they were 39-34 in the second half of the season, and that's including winning six of their last seven games against the Reds and the Tigers. Both teams had checked out before the
year was checked out.
I mean, like I admire their talent, but they're nothing more than an average baseball team right now.
I can't argue.
It's frustrating.
We didn't dive too deep into it today because we did mostly have some fun on a holiday weekend here going into a holiday weekend. We talked a little more seriously with Connor, but I never got to the point that I think you're trying to make and Merck's been trying to make for a little while. And it's like, as a diehard White Sox fan, how do I feel? Like, I'm not quite sure how to feel about this team. I think you could be right. I don't want to totally close the book on them hitting their stride
but my statement's not malicious either. I don't think it is trying to rile anyone up. It's just reality.
Yeah, I know.
You're 44 games into a season, and you look exactly like the team you look like last year in the second half.
Yeah, and until they show us that, we're much better and we flip the switch, I don't know that anybody can argue against, hey, maybe this is just who they are. I mean, this is what they're showing us now for a pretty big stretch of baseball. Going back to last year, the second half, the playoff performance was ugly.
I don't want to believe it, but
yeah, it's rough, man.
They need to bring back "Don't Stop Believing." Then
maybe
whatever
they do.
Is, yeah, bring
find something
back
to galvanize you.
Could be the theme for this team?
I don't know.
What can we have for this squad? I don't even know. I don't know what would motivate
it's a good
this
one.
Squad.
What would be a good motivate?
What's a motivating tune? For this group.
Something relatable or something relevant now.
Something relevant now.
Don't Stop Believing wasn't that relevant when
Right, it wasn't timely. It was
you know the story. Tell the story, Carmen. For those
Baltimore.
Who don't know. Yeah.
They were in Baltimore. I think it was
they're in a bar.
I think it was the first series of the second half of the season. They were in Baltimore. They were in a bar after a game. And I believe it was Creedy, Joe Creedy, who yelled to play some effing Journey. And so someone threw it on the juke, and the rest is history. But that song at that time was already 20 years old,
or at least, if not more. Yeah.
You know, and that brought them together, and they hit it. And they were good
What about a song from Tony La Russa's youth?
What genre was that? Young Elvis. Benny Goodman. I don't know.
What are we looking at here?
Elvis. Benny Goodman.
Should we go to Detroit for the Detroit sound?
You got to like somebody playing an oboe.
Yeah,
somebody playing big band.
Maybe somebody needs to spray someone else's junk with shoe polish. It worked for the Cubs back in 2016.
That was game 7, though.
I'm just saying, whatever.
Was it Tito Fuente we talked about with the Bossa Nova? Who sang the Bossa Nova that passed away?
No. It was.
Remember, somebody passed away. We talked about the Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
That's what our guy loves.
Who the heck was it?
I don't know, but it was a lady. It was some lady that passed away. But the point
Rita
is. Rita Moreno.
Is that who it was?
I think it was Rita Moreno, yeah.
But the point is, useless information.
We're going back to when La Russa was really making it happen. It could be the Bossa Nova or something like that. Bring back to Charleston.
I mean, really.
All of it. Just bring it back.
With the dancing with the knees.
How can you imagine?
Chubby Checkers. twist it. Come on, twist
That's
it.
That's pretty good.
I'll take that, you know.
Baby, go loop to loop.
I can take Johnny B. Goode, for crying out loud.
That's good.
I think you might have to go back even further. So
you know what I think this calls for besides just a song and a catchphrase? This calls for the Yerminator.
He's been terrible at Triple A.
Well, you know what? He came up last year, and really, I think it was one of their best months of the season when he raked.
Yeah, but stop.
Wait. I think this. Did you see him shirtless the other day?
No, thanks.
I don't want to see it.
No one commented. I sent you guys it in our text chat. Yes.
I didn't see it. Yerminator?
I don't want to see it. He's been terrible down there anyway.
He'll spice it up. Let's go. He'll shake things up.
By the way, I just got a text from John Greenberg as well. He says he's rooting for Deerfield also.
Why? Well, he's...
Soccer game.
But that's because he likes to be a
crapster.
Right. He's a potster.
He's
on my list.
What
for
list
today.
Now? Why?
He's anti-vacation. Again, he wrote about dollars and cents today on The Athletic. I'm going after Zetterman too for his quotes.
Oh boy!
Zetterman alerted me about this. I didn't even know, and it was about spring trading. And the lead in spring trading was it's a day and ends in Y, so Sylvie was off to another vacation.
Who's complaining about vacation?
Because Greenberg's anti-vacation. He's pro-management, so he rages against guys who just want one of their 4 weeks of vacation. He's always been that way.
How dare he?
How dare he? Right. He's a management suck-up, is what he is.
Take that,
he
Greenberg.
Do they not allow vacations at The Athletic?
Take vacation?
I mean, for as much as they're charging me, I would think he can go wherever they want.
I mean, how much is he really
maybe
working?
Maybe I should go over to The Athletic and organize. What do you think?
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Maybe they're underrepresented over there.
I think so.
Yerk, I think you need to make some calls,
I'll be out there like Jimmy Hoffa. Hey, you need to be a union. Let's start.
Railing against someone's vacation time is like saying someone gets paid too much money. They get paid
to decide.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, who are you?
Yeah, we need to stick together is what we need to do.
It's like when The Athletic got bought. Did Greenberg make too much money? I mean.
Right, yeah.
You know, did you finally cash in? Good for you. We're all happy for you.
Exactly.
Why would you be busting our chops here?
Like, I would never say, how dare they give Greenberg all that money? I mean,
I went to read the article, and then it put a big firewall up that I had to pay.
That's what I'm saying.
Pay?
Get out of
pay
Dodge.
To read sports thoughts? What?
Look,
why would I pay to read sports thoughts?
I'm happy to pay because it is good journalism. I'm supporting journalism only to open up Dollars and Cents and to hear that the author of Dollars and Cents is anti-vacation.
Well, you're only supporting journalism for 48 weeks of the year. The other 4 weeks, you're on vacation.
That's true, right.
Yeah, which
I
is
still
fine.
Like to read.
Of course.
Well, he's got some nerve, that Greenberg.
Some nerve.
I tell you.
We're talking about Pompeii the other day. Yeah. I'm going to read the Sahadev article about
I do love Sahadev.
Mooney about the prospects coming.
They do have a lot of good writers.
Yes. Yeah, but then now like Greenberg there. Sylvie, it's a day in the ends and why. He's probably off to Bora Bora or Tahiti.
He's on your you-know-what list. That's it.
Yeah.
Put him on the
Who
list.
Who should we be more disappointed in, Merck or Green?
Well, I think Greenberg's more of a bit. I think he just likes to make fun of me and others.
You don't think it's a bit for Merck?
Merck is, I really, as much of a mensch as Merck usually is.
And you're down on him
about
missed
this. This angered me. Wow. He missed the mark on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could you root against Emerson's team in her senior year when she's been leading them in the playoffs by scoring goals, and now we're in single elimination, right?
Yes.
And one loss in her season, her career. Her soccer career
it'll
is
be over.
Over.
Yeah, because she's not playing in college.
But because Brett is friends with some random dude in Deerfield, who Merck may have met a couple of times at the old Berto Center for old basketball games. Merck is rooting for the Deerfield High School team instead of Tom Waddle, who he's worked with closely for almost 20 years.
Sylvie's on fire.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. I thought GKB was a team sport. It's not in some
not
divisions.
On the soccer field.
No.
And then there's Meller.
Oh, yeah.
You guys busted him yesterday.
Carm, I snipped that one out. Can I tell you what I did?
It was beautifully done. He wouldn't open his bag.
Yeah, I walked in there, Carm, at one of the breaks early in the show. And I walked in and I said to him, I said, you know what? I bet there's some evidence in your bag. Why don't you open up your bag? Let me look in your bag. And he had this huge, you-know-what eating grin on his face. He goes, absolutely not. You're about to violate my Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, unreasonable search and seizure. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so then Sylvie says, well, bring it in here. It won't be a search and seizure. You can open it on your, do it yourself out here in the studio.
You voluntarily show us.
He couldn't stop laughing.
It's not
so
voluntary when someone's demanding you do it.
You may as well plead the fifth. That's which one you need to go to right now. You're unbelievable. And Sylvie's cockamamie. Oh, a Carton.
This is misrepresentation here.
They're telling me at the baseball game last night, at my son's Little League game, I got to hear about it because we were already at practice. I got to hear about
the telephone
they were saying
game.
You did it. And I said, me? Well, Sharfy and Yurko were with me. We walked out together. I said, I'm going to check my passenger side. Sure enough, there's a pink penis on the on the tire. I had two guys that were with me that saw it there.
No, I wasn't blaming you, Carm.
He's accusing me. I read a tweet, Carmen,
that
said, I gave proper accreditation. I said, we have this tweet from so-and-so who is making the point that they believe it's an inside job with Carm.
Yeah.
I would never accuse you of that.
That's a dopey thought from a dopey person.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone doth protest too much there, Carmino.
Sure. So I haven't touched Meller's car. Never once.
Yeah. By the way, I haven't heard Merkin's voice. Is he halfway to Deerfield right now?
Is he already
gone?
Sure. He is.
Okay. Yeah.
He's long gone.
He's heading to the range to steal some golf balls.
You could say, we'll flush this out. We'll just make Meller swear on something that he didn't do it.
No.
For the love of everything good and pure, that kid's heart is dark as the night.
I mean, really, my God. I don't know when it's going to end.
What? I've done nothing of the sort, and
you continue to lob these erroneous accusations at me. Yeah, well, you were guilty.
Guy.
You were guilty. Just admit it. Be a man and admit
it. No, again. With the trying to coerce me into
guilty.
False confessions.
Guilty.
Guilty.
So guilty.
Guilty. Remember, Yurko? Guilty. Guilty.
I just want to know how many of those little things come in a pack. Like, how
who
many
knows?
You
He's
buy?
Probably got them by the gross. Who knows? This guy. I can't believe this guy. I love him, but my God.
he couldn't stop laughing yesterday, Carl. We busted him.
I know.
Belly laughing. He
met the truck at the dock.
He came down here today, and I'm like, dude, really? And he's like, what? What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I bet he had a huge smile on his face.
He was trying to hold it back.
Of course.
He couldn't hold it back.
Again, this is you, Carm, with a beautiful misdirection.
Putting
it on your car yesterday to throw everyone off the scent.
Unbelievable, this guy. How his mind works, too, that he would even
deny.
All right, boys, what's coming up on the show today?
So we have here at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park, right off of Massey Street.
Right by the Best Buy. So we have Massey Street, Cam. You can come by and get a cold one.
He never does the Boston accent, except when we're somehow, some way at the Binney's. And he says Mossy.
Mossy Street.
Yeah, I save it for appropriate times. Come over here.
I'm like, was there a Marcy Street in Boston?
No, just
like,
Mossy Street.
Nah, it's just Street.
It sounds like Boston. Mossy Street.
Yeah. So we'll give away Cubs Sox tickets every hour.
I love it.
Plus, for those who cannot make it, it is a free ticket Friday. We're at about 50 after each hour. We will give away a pair of tickets. I believe it's to White Sox Dodgers.
It is.
Right?
Great. So, yeah. How about that?
That's a nice game.
Is that the Thursday afternoon game that we've got? The 9th, did you say, Carm?
It's the 9th. So,
because I believe that's the game that I'm taking the kids
it
to.
It is. It is. Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
We're doing a staycation that week. And
dare you take vacation?
Yeah.
Greenberg, another vacation?
Breaking news, Greenberg. I'm taking a staycation the week of June 6th.
Most people don't use all 4 weeks before the end of June.
And now you're going at it.
So the kids are off. It's before camp starts, and I'm planning some stuff, maybe a trip to Great America, trips to the pool, and we're going to see White Sox Dodgers on that Thursday afternoon, and then we'll go downtown probably to cut.
Nice.
To enjoy some food.
That's going to be their first return. You know, they're going to be home after a trip to Toronto and then a trip to Tampa Bay where, they got a little bit of a run here. After
they got a tough schedule. They do.
Oh, no, it's not easy, that's for sure.
They got a tough schedule.
Kid, you got the contact name up at Great America, kid? If you need it, I got it for you.
We're season pass holders, Yerk.
Great.
We're
the kids love it, don't they?
Close, yeah.
They don't, like I was telling someone today, Disney's not for us. We're, like, someone asked us to last week, you're going to take the kids to Disney? No one really in our family wants to go.
Really?
And I'm thrilled. I'm happy about it. I'd rather go to the ocean, like Bora Bora, Greenberg. And we go to Great America. That's what we do. We will ride the roller coasters, and I'm hoping they're 48 inches because that's the next step of roller coasters.
Yeah, that's right.
The big boys. They'll get there, yeah.
They could go on the Demon and the Wizard right now, and they both love those.
Love it.
Get the Turks and Caicos, man.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I have not been there.
It is beautiful.
I saw Carmen's pictures.
It's so
How
great.
Dare you go to Turks and Caicos,
I know.
Caicos,
Come on,
Carm.
Greenberg.
Do they have roller coasters there?
No, they don't. But
no roller
coasters.
A lot
of fun.
And if you climb the mountains, boy, it could be fun.
No mountains.
And Yurko disparaging the Amalfi Coast.
I mean, really?
What a
I've never been there.
Oh, it's
I gotta
beautiful.
Go. Yeah, I know.
You're gonna know what he's talking about.
Sardinia,
right.
Too. I mean, like
all of it, of course.
Sardinia. Capri.
He's
all
got
those
an inferiority complex
because
he's Croatian and not Italian.
Marco Polo was born in Corsica.
Marco Polo. He's got.
You want to go north? You go to Lake Como too.
Exactly.
I mean,
he's got an. Yeah. Listen, he's got
Santa
issues.
Clooney
he wishes he was Italian. He's Croatian, and it's okay. All right, boys.
So come on out and see us.
We invented prosciutto.
Go see the guys.
No, it's not.
We got free pizza, too.
It's prosciutto.
Go get the prosciutto and the gavagol. Go get some.
Speaking of that, Carm, we've got free Connie's Pizza for all of our listeners,
Wonderful.
Too. We have a truck filled with pizza.
Everybody have a great and safe, happy, healthy holiday weekend, and we'll see everybody next Tuesday. Waddle and Sylvie get you home next.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we're having a blast getting into the weekend. We're live at Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. It's on Marcy Street, just off of North Avenue by the Best Buy. Come on out. We've got some people here already. We've got free pizza for you from Connie's Pizza Truck.
Yes. I haven't had the pizza yet, but I have started my first Miller Lite.
Danny Lynch came over and
he's
said...
He's got glitter in his hair like he was at a gentleman's club or something.
Right down the street. Yeah.
I don't know why he's got glitter in his hair.
Well, maybe he's making a statement. Maybe it's a fashion statement.
But
he came over and he said, you guys want some Miller Lights? And you, of course, said, well,
I said, yes, I'll take all three of those.
And then I said yes. And you go, really? Well, really?
You don't like to drink early in a show.
I could have some sips.
Okay.
I like to drink. I lose the ability to speak. I was
trying to protect you is what I was. And Danny should know that. It's not that you get intoxicated easily. It's that your speech patterns go haywire even after one beer.
Yeah. There are a couple of people here in the front row who came with a bag. bag full of Tom Waddle Bears jerseys.
Yes.
And like there are six of them or something, seven. How many did you have?
Five of them.
And I said to her, is this for an event? Like maybe she was doing a charity event. She's going to auction them off. We all know that the Waddle jerseys go for a lot of money.
Big cash.
They go for a lot of money.
A lot of money. Yeah.
In these silent auctions and everything.
Really. Yeah.
And she said, no, these are gifts. I won't say your name so the grandkids won't know. They're all gifts for her grandkids.
That's a nice grandma.
And then she paused, and then she doubled back and looked at me, and she said, I'm a good grandma, aren't I?
Yes.
And I said, yes, you
excellent
are.
Grandma.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Looking out for the grandkids. I posted the picture on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
what you have to do.
Check it out at Waddle and Sylvie. You could watch us on Twitch. We bring the camera on the road. JR's with us. I don't know why JR has been taking himself out of the camera view lately.
He said that to me when I sat down. He said, the camera is zoomed in tight so you don't see me in my beard. And I said, I don't know why. What's wrong with seeing you in your beard?
Orders from up top, you know? I mean, this is what I was
told. Oh, really? Did they say just the...
Danny doesn't want to see your beard?
Nobody wants to see my beard. That's what Danny said.
It's been, and you went with an ultra-close-up look of us first, and we've backed it off in the last break, too.
See you guys relaxing a little bit.
Back that thing up.
Yeah, casual. Yeah. Casual Waddle and Sylvie.
So come on out. We're at the beautiful Benny's Beverage Depot in the tasting room in Lincoln Park.
It's been how long since we've been in this glorious place?
Since inside here, I think it's pre-pandemic.
So two and a half years.
We've done a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did one out on the patio in the fall with Connie's Pizza, with Miller Lite. Bernie's Book Bank was there at the time. But this is the first time that we're doing the Cubs Sox tickets each and every hour. Sonny's at the ESPN Chicago table. All you have to do is scan the barcode. You enter. You got to be present to win. We'll give away a pair of tickets each hour. What game are they? Is it for Saturday or Sunday, or is it a combo? It's for both. So we'll be giving those away.
I don't want to alienate anyone because I like when we get out on the road and we broadcast from wherever. But I am going to say this is my favorite place to do a show remotely
from. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. How about that?
Yes.
Is it because it's big
it's
and you're
everything.
Claustrophobic?
That's part of it. I think the ambiance is glorious. The decor is great. There's a lot of booze here.
What I always fail to mention, too, is they've got awesome bartenders here.
Yes.
They have a long bar, and people think, oh, they're doing a show from a liquor store. And this is if you've been to a Benny's, you know. But this is like the big one. This is the granddaddy of them all.
I would agree with that.
That you walk in here, and we are tucked away in the tasting room where you could throw a wedding, a party. It's where Carmen's charity event usually is. And you've got a long cash bar with a big TV with anything you want. And just, you know, you buy what you want. You sit, you enjoy the show. We've got chairs set up for you. We've got free waters for everybody, free Connie's frozen pizza. So, like, this, we're hooking you up.
I got a bathroom right behind me that's easily accessible as well. I think the acoustics are great. Am I right, JR? I think so. I think all of it.
Yeah, this is a great place to do a broadcast from. And the ivy on the windows just adds to it, too. It's really beautiful.
By the way, like Sylvie said, we got a truck filled with pizza, cold Miller Lite, and a bar, and what will probably turn out to
tickets.
Be, you know, a rowdy show as we head into the holiday weekend.
Some good sweatshirts, too, from Miller Lite and the koozies that Waddle's anti-koozie because he thinks you need to drink your beer much faster.
I'm not anti-koozie. It's just like, thanks, I don't need it. I don't need it. If you need it, you need it.
It's gone before it gets warm.
If my beer gets warm, if I need to keep my beer cold, I'm not drinking my beer fast enough. This isn't a race. This isn't a contest. I'm just saying.
You like to enjoy it.
Yes, he's got a koozie. I mean, why? Are you protecting your hand?
Yeah.
He's protecting his hand.
These, the pint cans are my favorites, too. These are what we were drinking.
Really?
In Vegas.
That looks like a gallon.
There's my hand yoke. but they do get super cold. Super cold. You don't want your hand in Chicago. You go
to Bears games outdoors. Come on.
All right. Should we get to Finding Great?
If we can.
Let's do it. It's brought to you by Great Clips.
It's time to find the great on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Find the great, presented by Great Clips.
Yeah, we always are searching for the great. That's why we call it Find the Great. It could be something that we've already found or something that we're
looking for.
Looking to find. We were going to do some Cubs Sox, but we'll get to that in a little bit. People like to argue about everything. We know that. We've talked about it in today's internet age and social media age. We've always joked on this show that you can never get 100% agreement on any sort of yes-no question, no matter what you ask, whether it be, do you love money, or is it on a beautiful sunny day, is the sky blue, anything. It's never 100%.
No.
And today I've even gotten pushback
on
my Toyota Twitter poll, which is simply asking, what is your favorite weekend of the year? And this is spurred because Memorial Day weekend is always my favorite weekend of the year. It's because it's a three-day weekend, and yes, Thanksgiving is longer, but someone was arguing that Thanksgiving is not a weekend because then there's Friday. But I consider that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday one gigantic weekend. And this isn't really just a sports question, but you could pick one of your weekends because of sports and veer off. But like, my mind associates Memorial Day with big bowls games. There used to be two holidays that there would be, and sometimes even three, where there would be a big bowls game with Michael. There would be Mother's Day game. There would always be a big bowls game on Mother's Day, that Sunday. There would always usually be on that Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, a big Bulls-Knicks game in like the Eastern Conference Finals, a big Bulls-Pistons game. So my brain does associate Memorial Day weekend with still sports too. Plus, I believe the world is your oyster. This is the opening. It's the grand opening of summer. We wait 9 months to finally get good weather. We wait 9 months for the pools and the beaches to be open. We wait for all of it. It's barbecue season. So with the day off, with summertime, with the whole summer ahead, with my association of Bulls games, I've always associated Memorial Day, and you've always found that to be a little odd, but I've always loved Memorial Day as my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I think that was explained quite nicely.
So people have said, why isn't Masters weekend on your poll?
Because it's still cold in Chicago, for me. Like, I'm with you. I'm siding with you, suggesting that with Memorial Day comes the hope that better weather is here to stay for quite some time.
Yeah, we don't get a day off for Masters weekend, do we?
No.
Now, I did put on a sports-themed weekend. Here are the three choices plus other. Someone was busting my chops that I didn't include Masters or whatever. I go, look, you got other.
Yeah.
But this isn't just a sports weekend question. It's a weekend question. What's your favorite weekend of the year? And I gave you the first week of the NCAA tournament, because a lot of people do take that Thursday, Friday off.
Yeah.
So you could have 4 days. Memorial Day weekend, which is running last, so I am in the minority.
By the way, Memorial Day weekend, wasn't that when the local community center pool would open up officially?
Yes, that's what I said. Yeah, the Park District pools, community center pools, the beaches.
Yeah.
It's like Memorial Day to Labor Day here in Chicago is always like the unofficial start and end of your summer.
Yes.
So in like I dread thinking, like, I love Thanksgiving weekend. You know, Thanksgiving, pound for pound, is my favorite holiday, like that actual holiday. But it also symbolizes the start of the holiday season. It's getting cold. We got a long winter ahead. This, to me, is like, wow, we're just getting into the summer season.
And usually
school's out.
Yeah, and here in Chicago, Baseball City USA, once was, it also was symbolic of the baseball season getting revved up and things were pointing in the right direction.
Jerry Manuel, Jerry Manuel as the White Sox manager on that 2000 team, he would always refer to this as the first real judging day. He says you don't really judge your team until Memorial Day, and this is a good topic to go into the White Sox today, because like, we're here now.
At this point,
and when
how many
you start
games,
making assumptions?
Because this season got started late. They've played 44 games, right? Because they're 22-22.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption is that that would ring more true back in, you know, prior to this year, because they would have played more games to this point than the Major League Baseball teams have.
Right, right. We started late.
Because of the late start.
You are correct about that. But look, what they play 60 a couple of years ago when the Sox got to the postseason? Like, you're almost to 60.
Yeah.
You're 44, so the sample size is getting a little larger.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think Len was discussing this with somebody, I don't even know it was us. Like, at what point, I think Connor and Len, they were talking about this on one of the broadcasts, about at what point do you stop saying it's early in the season? And I think Len said June 1st is kind of when he decides that it's no longer early. Now we're in the meat of this.
And it goes really close to Memorial Day. So the choices I gave you is we find the great. What is your greatest weekend on the calendar? First weekend of the NCAA tournament, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving. I am calling in a weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or other. You know, whatever you pick. What's yours?
I would vote for this one, Memorial Day, for a lot of the reasons you mentioned. I could be swayed with other, and I'm sure some people will bring something up later in the show. I'll say, all right, you know what? Yeah, I agree with that. But of the three, the other three choices you gave me, the start of the NCAA tournament's fine. I like it, but it's still cold as hell around here. Like, I associate a lot of things now
with weather.
At my old age with weather. Like, weather is really the turn of the seasons. I still like the seasons. Unfortunately, we only have two around here. It's winter and summer. But
yes.
But the fact that you get to, again, the pools are open. The kids are getting out of school. Summer is here.
We
the warm weather's
off.
Here. Baseball is going on. Yes.
You're a grill master. Weekend. You're very good on the grill.
Yes, I like the grill. I'll be firing the grill up as well. So I'm going to go with your choice, Memorial Day weekend.
Mellor, what's your greatest weekend on the calendar?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the other. I think you dropped the ball here, Sylvie, not including Labor Day on the options here.
Now, the reason I didn't is because that's the sign of the end of summer. That's when everything closes. That's when, as a child, you have to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're already back in school. So I do love a good Labor Day weekend.
Well, we're getting I get it. The positive is the football season.
Yes.
That's true.
College football starts that weekend. You know that you're in the – and that week, that Thursday, you've got the NFL kickoff. Football is here. And in Chicago, now more normally than ever, Labor Day is a better holiday – to go to the pool because of the weather-wise than Memorial Day usually is.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can vote on my Twitter handle, at Waddle and Sylvie. It's brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers.
There's Sharpie's got his dad shorts on. Sharpie's wearing his dad shorts. He's
Sharpie, let me see your dad shorts. David Scharf is one of our great
serving pizza for us.
Sales guys.
Boy, got his dad shorts. They're 4 inches above his kneecaps.
They're really short.
Yeah,
but that's the style these days, and I don't like it. I don't like the style of the shorts where everybody's shorts are seven inches on the inseam. Yeah, I need at least 9 or 10 on mine to
look
get
at you
started.
Bragging.
Yeah.
Look at you. It's a bragging Friday. I need a little more room. Is that why you wear pants today?
And like a true dad, Sharpie serving up us the pizza, Connie's pizza. So, yes, we're giving you everything here. It's the start of Memorial Day weekend.
Now, why are you cuffing your shorts? Let them out. Oh, no, you're not cuffing those. I'm sorry.
We've got Connie's frozen pizza truck here. We've got Cubs Sox tickets, which we will be drawing for shortly here in the first hour. But you can get here in the 3 o'clock hour. You could have a chance to win in the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock hours as well. For all those who cannot make it, when we come back, we will have our first, for our show at least, free ticket Friday. Well, you'll have a chance to win over the phone line. We'll tell you what you need to do coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
I can't help but watch Manny Machado play or Bryce Harper play and be like, be kind of nice. Especially a guy like Harper. You've got no left-handed power to speak of. You know?
Until Eloy gets back.
He's not left-handed.
Oh, I thought he was lefty.
No, he's
right-handed. Well, here, I was even hoping for you. See how nice I am?
I love you, Yurko.
But I was even hoping that he was left-handed. So you could at least get some left-handed power back. He's a righty.
I love you.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Only the good kid can spin, not knowing that Eloy is right-handed, into, hey, I was trying to help you. I was trying to wish him into being a lefty. I'm looking out for you, Carm. Only the good kid could spin that way. We both heard
I think
that.
He said it yesterday as
did
well.
Did he say
he
that?
He snuck it by us in crosstalk.
In crosstalk, yeah. And we were just not letting
it
go.
Yeah, I heard it, but I felt it was the right thing to do is just to move on.
Free ticket Friday right now for T.A. Tim Anderson. Let's go caller 7, 312-332-3776. Caller 7 wins tickets for this White Sox-Dodgers game. It's a game I'll be at. So come on
great.
By and say hi. I believe we're sitting in the I get the levels messed up.
Yeah, the luxury box? What level is that?
It's the second
level. The owner's
level.
Box?
Not the upper deck. Not the 100 level. Not the main level. It's like the club level where there's about 8 rows. I love that level. I think it's, is it 300? Does it go 100, 300, 500?
Is that the one
for Sox games?
With the dessert cart that rolls in every 3 innings?
No, this is not. This is, it's cool because there's an indoor to it, and they're in the shade as well. But it's like a little deck before the upper deck.
Said little deck.
A little deck.
Yeah.
Little deck.
You take the kids over to Fundamentals?
Yes. And that's they love it because of that, too. The kids, why I like this level is the kids for 100 level, their age, if we're like in row 20 of the 100 level, low level, it's tough to see through all the bodies, see where the ball is. When you're up a little bit, you see the whole field.
Yeah.
So that's why we like to sit there.
Have you been close to catching a foul ball with the kids yet?
That's foul ball territory.
Yeah.
Because
I've never
last time
caught
I was
a foul
on
the, ball in a game ever.
I was on first down the first base line, and that's good right-handed hitting foul ball area.
Yeah. Can you believe that it took them as long as it did? I don't know why I'm going down this road, but to put the nets up. Like, you've been to the game in that area. It doesn't affect your sight line at all.
Not at all. We knew that, too. We always argued that. And you're not Hoskins brought it up from our sales department to me last Sunday. We were talking about the tickets. And when I would take my young kids, and young kids aren't – everyone's like, pay attention. First of all, any 100-mile-an-hour hit ball is – you could pay attention all you want. You still have no chance,
right? Still could catch it right in the bridge of your nose.
Of course, especially without a glove. Second of all, we know at the time that my kids are 8 and 6 now, they don't pay attention to every pitch. I like that they love baseball. Yeah. But now when you go and you sit in the 100 level or at Wrigley Field in their area too, in the club or field box sections, that you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
You sit there being less on guard because, like pop-ups could get there, but it's not those
screaming
line drives.
Well, that gives you time. Yeah, a pop-up, you got time to protect yourself and catch the ball.
Sure.
No, I just think that I haven't been in a seat that has – has been protected now because of the nets, but the perspective, even from sitting back and looking at it, looks like, your view is not obstructed in any way, shape, or form. Like, what were you waiting for so long to do this?
When you think about it, hockey's done it for years.
Oh, yeah.
Someone at a Hawks game before they put up the netting took one right on the bridge in the nose. It was a female. I think she got hurt very badly. And, we have a barrier of glass, too, for the people. Yeah. Not only is there netting for the people high, but it's the way they make it in the technology now. It doesn't bother you at all.
No, I think that Major League Baseball has done a really good job with it. Yeah,
that was such a big topic. Yeah. We got so much pushback on that. But
I think all the teams around the league have done a really nice job with it, and I would think that the vast majority, and again, as we talked before, you're never going to get 100% agreeing on anything, but the vast majority, I would think, of those who go to games pretty regularly would tell you that their sight lines haven't been affected to the point where it keeps you from enjoying yourself.
Meller, who's our winner back there? Did we get a name on the free ticket Friday brought to you by Miller Lite? Not only are they bringing you today's show from Binney's Beverage Depot, but they're also bringing you free ticket Friday.
We have a big congratulations to Kevin Kay, who is the 7th caller to the listener line. Kevin Kay, I don't think, wants to reveal his true identity. Maybe he's listening to Waddle and Sylvie at work and trying to keep his identity.
Did they say to you that they're giving an alias?
We have a Kevin Kay. That's all. I don't have a last name for us.
Kevin Kay. Congratulations, Tim. You'll have a chance to win at $350, $450, and $550 as well. Also here, courtesy of Miller Lite, we'll be giving away Cubs Sox tickets. We're about to draw, I believe. Sonny, we haven't drawn. We haven't picked yet, have we? Oh, we did pick. So we'll pick a winner here for everyone in our crowd at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. You'll have a chance to win Crosstown tickets every hour at Binney's Beverage Depot.
That wasn't nice.
Yes, it is.
That wasn't.
Coming up next, our old friend joins the show, Nick Friedel. Let's talk some Bulls future. And he's also covering the Heat-Celtics series. And his old team that he was covering, the Warriors, just made it back to the NBA Finals since the Friedel jinx is off of them now. See how that worked? We'll talk to Friedel coming up next.